The Brits have dominated at the Oscars.
And the Oscar goes to The King's Speech.
That was something we heard four times overnight as The King's Speech won Best Film, Best Director, Best Screenplay, and no surprise, Colin Firth won Best Actor.
I'm afraid I have to warn you that I'm experiencing stirrings, which are threatening to form themselves into dance moves.
We don't know for sure whether those moves got an airing, but he did appear to have had a well-deserved glass or two of champagne by the time he emerged from the Vanity Fair post-awards party. He waved gleefully at the TV cameras before telling us it was a relief to have won.
It's nice to be able to say the word Oscar rather than do euphemisms for it. People have been saying the big one and, you know, the little gold man, and now actually I think I can probably just call it an Oscar, which is very nice.
And The King's Speech wasn't the only British success. Christian Bale won the Best Supporting Actor prize for The Fighter.
So many movies are just brilliant, but nobody ever knows about them, you know? So we're so lucky to be here tonight and have people recognise that.
The other films to do well were Inception, which also won four awards, while The Social Network won three. There was also an acting award for Natalie Portman. The only surprise of the night, really, was this moment from Best Supporting Actress Melissa Leo.
When I watched Kate 2 years ago, it looked so easy, oops.
Her dropping the F-bomb overshadowing anything that hosts Anne Hathaway and James Franco could manage, but it was Colin Firth's night.
I have a feeling my career's just peaked.